Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Chad Daybell has been found guilty on every single count. Tammy Daybell, JJ, Ty Lee, insurance fraud, everything. They didn't buy any of the stories, any of the excuses that were being thrown out there by John Pryor. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. We've obviously been covering this case for quite some time. Here we are, judgment day for Chad Daybell. Guilty sentencing coming up. What's your reaction?
I was thrilled. It needed to happen. I'm glad it's done. It was, you know, traumatic from the time we were all looking for those children and wondering what happened to them. And then the bizarre, you know, playing out of Lori's trial and all the weird stuff. It's like it's done. And other than the sentencing, it's done. And the right thing. I think it was the right thing. I'm pleased.
I agree. Obviously, there's another Lori trial coming up here in August, I believe, is the start date on that. That will be interesting to see exactly what happens. That's, I believe, for Charles Vallow's death and the attempted shooting of Brandon Boudreau. We'll probably see new witnesses and new pieces of evidence coming up there. But with Chad, we saw a lot. We saw everything from his kids coming to the stand to an attorney that was very much in over his head, John Pryor, who... he did his job. He did as best as he could without having a whole lot to work with. I did find it interesting at the very end. He made a point that I thought no one else had ever made. And I do wonder if there's any sort of validity to it. And it just popped into his head at the last moment. Let's take a look at part of his closing arguments.
Alex Cox murdered Tylee Ryan. Lori Vallow knew what was going on because her beloved little brother, her beloved big brother, could be tagged for the murder of Charles Vallow. And those two,
there's that part.
The next
there's this part.
Victim, the next victim, husband number five, just get insurance. Don't worry about saying there's any kids or any beneficiaries or anything like that. Honey, just say it's me and you. And while all of this is going on, all of this is happening, Chad's really good friend, Alex Cox, really close friend, is Googling how to put a bullet through the windshield in the side of a black Dodge Dakota that Chad Daybell primarily drives. The target was not Tammy Daybell. It was not Tammy Daybell. You heard testimony about the insurance. The target was not Tammy Daybell.
And he's pointing there at Chad Daybell, if you're listening to the audio of this. I don't know. I mean, seeing Lori's track record of going after her husband's, it's not that crazy, but they weren't married yet. And I don't know that there was even a life insurance policy on Chad at the time. I could be wrong. There might be. But I, it doesn't make me doubt that possibly down the road, Chad would have actually been done in as well.
Would they all have tried to do in each other, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I mean, you had this incredible synergy of these really, you know, ruthless people under this religious guise who would go to any lengths to get what they wanted. And so might Chad have eventually turned on Lori? Maybe, you know, newer, better wife comes along at some point. Mm-hmm. Might Lori have eventually turned on Chad? More insurance money? Sure, any of that conjecture is possible. But I don't think that there was any doubt in this trial that Chad was really an incredibly important part of the strings that were being pulled that resulted in the deaths.
Without a doubt. Let me ask you this. We're going into sentencing now. They, you know, it didn't take them that long to reach this verdict. It actually, I didn't win the pool, the office pool that we have of like how many hours. I said 2 hours. I'm like, this is going to be quick. I think at the end of the day, what was it, like 8 hours or so? It was somewhere around there because it got into mid-afternoon of the second day. But again, not all that long to come to the decision on three separate murders and insurance fraud. With a decision that comes that quick, do you think the jury is going to be that quick with their decision on whether or not he should be put to death or life in prison?
My guess is that's going to be even quicker because they have obviously been thinking about that. There's mm-hmm. no way they couldn't have been pondering which way they're leaning. And yeah, I think it'll be quick as well.
Is that a difficult decision to make for a juror? I suppose it's a very personal thing, obviously, but I wonder how tough that is to make on someone, I mean, like Chad Daybell.
I think for many of us who tend to be analytical thinkers and put lots of energy into moral issues and, my gosh, the pros and cons, I think it would be difficult for many people, but probably not for the majority of people. I think if you go out and do a general survey, people are either pretty clear up front, no, I completely oppose the death penalty, or yeah, I'm in favor of the death penalty. You know, people tend to be kind of black and white on that issue. So my guess is it will be a pretty quick decision for these people.
Yeah, it will be an interesting one to watch. By the time this drops, the decision may have already been made, but it's been very fascinating to see the defense of Chad Daybell. I mean, the lack thereof, really. I mean, but again, what are you going to defend him with? The few witnesses that he had failed miserably on the stand. I feel bad for the kids. In no way yes. do I feel bad. Like, ooh, I hope they keep Chad around because you're a dad. Like, the further they can get away from that man, and if he can get off the earth, I think is even better for them, because those are some kids that need some serious mental health help. That's my conjecture after seeing them on the stand.
Yeah, it's really a big concern. And I'm just so glad that, you know, they were caught, because this could have gone on longer. And in a way, I look at them as a form of visionary serial killers. You know, they had no problem killing one after another, anybody who was getting in the way of their vision. And they were on this mission from God, and there would have been more people killed.
Yeah. And you got to hope that the vision stops with Chad and Lori. But that's a good question. That's something I've heard brought up before, of saying that this is not necessarily as isolated as we think, with spinoffs of the Mormon faith. And the Mormon faith, they want nothing to do with Chad and Lori. They say they weren't us. They weren't. But again, it's a dropping off point at some point where they left that faith and kind of created their own. Do you think these are isolated people, you know, or are there a lot more little mini cults going on out there similar to Chad and Lori? Maybe not murdering everybody yet.
We certainly have evidence that when it comes to, you know, the child marriage and sexual abuse of young girls, that there's a lot of that going on, and it is spin off of the Mormon faith. And so, yeah, I have concerns about how much flies under the radar.
Yeah, it's going to be scary to see what we continue to uncover in other worlds. I don't think we're near the end of this type of fly off of that faith. All right, another one down. Lori's up next. All right, buckle up.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.